Education is a central theme in the race between Democratic Senator Kay Hagan and Republican House Speaker Tom Tillis. Both candidates have highlighted the issue as they try to gain an advantage in what's been a tight race. Hagan says Tillis isn't prioritizing public schools and education. She argues that he cut about $500 million in education spending. But as Rima Crace reports, it's a loose claim that isn't so clear-cut.
It's been repeated again and again in multiple campaign ads.
When it comes to education, Tom Tillis is gambling with our future. As speaker, he cut nearly $500 million from education, eliminating 9,000
teaching
positions.
That ad is from the Senate Majority PAC, but those claims have also come directly from Democratic Senator Kay Hagan. Here she is last week in her first debate with Tillis.
His priorities even speak louder than his words. The fact that he gave tax cuts to the millionaires, he cut education by $500 million. That means fewer teachers in the classroom.
So is it true? Did Tillis really slash almost $500 million in education funding?
I don't think it is true. And it takes some gymnastics in order to even justify a claim like that, let alone try to prove that it's correct.
Terry Stoops is the director of education studies at the conservative John Locke Foundation. He says the claim is complicated. Every 2 years, the state projects how much money it'll cost to run its public schools, depending on changes in enrollment. In the most recent budget, Tillis and other lawmakers allocated $500 million less than what was estimated would be needed. For that reason, Stoops says it's not fair to call it a cut.
Had the ad said something along the lines of Speaker Tillis underfunded education by $500 million, they might have a leg to stand on. There might be a legitimate debate as to whether that's the case or not. But at least that would be on more solid footing than the claim that he cut education funding during his tenure.
Hagan and her allies don't see it like that. Sadie Weiner is the senator's spokeswoman.
I think that if you're not doing what's needed to keep up with the growing student population, then it's a cut.
But Republicans paint a different picture. Tillis's spokeswoman, Megan Burris, says education spending has only gone up during his tenure.
The reality is that every year Tom has been speaker, he's actually increased education funding by, in total, 9.2% or $660 million.
That's true. So then is this case closed? Hagan is wrong. Tillis is right? Not quite.
So while there has been an increase in money put into the public schools, there's also been a corresponding decrease in funding for the classroom-specific activities.
Philip Price is the chief financial officer for the Department of Public Instruction. He says if you back out funds for benefits and salary adjustments, you'll see that the funding for classroom activities has shrunk in the last 4 years. Everything from textbooks to teacher assistants.
Teachers have more students that they have to work with. They have less resources to be able to support the needs of those students, textbooks being a simple example.
Price says student enrollment is going up while the number of school personnel is going down. North Carolina has lost more than 10,000 teachers and teacher assistants in the last 4 years. Another part of the funding picture is the loss of federal stimulus dollars, which the state has not fully replaced. Tillis supporters say it's unfair to cast him off as someone who's hurt public schools, especially when just this year he helped give many teachers a sizable pay raise. Even so, education expert Terry Stoops says the $500 million figure could be damaging.
We might see the election pivot on this idea that Tom Tillis supposedly cut funding from public education if the electorate, especially those in the middle, decide that that is enough for them, enough of a reason to vote for Hagan, then that might be the figure that decides this campaign.
And some recent polls show that education is a critical topic for voters. When the conservative Civitas Institute asked independent voters what issue the state is getting wrong, education was number one. Next on the list was teacher pay. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.